Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krops.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Well, the Palestinian protesters shut down the freeway yesterday in Eugene for 45 minutes. 52 people were arrested. Happened on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Happened all across the country. These are Palestinian protesters protesting. These are pro-Palestinian protesters protesting America's defense of Israel, accusing Israel of genocide, of ethnic cleansing. First of all, you cannot believe there are no reliable numbers out of the Palestinian Ministry of Health. They're claiming something like 34,000 Palestinians have been killed by the Israelis. At least 10,000 of them or better are Hamas fighters. Glad they're gone. Aren't you? Palestinian Health Ministry makes no difference between terrorists killed fighting Israelis or Palestinians killed. But they also shut down, they disrupted the Oregon Democrats' biggest fundraising event of the year, the annual Wayne Morse Dinner. Now, there is a ton of Oregon-centric news to talk about here. There's a Newsweek story about Oregon sees a massive surge in people trying to buy guns. What? This is a Newsweek story, folks. The NCIS system released data released by the FBI. You know, those folks that think you parents that go to a school board meeting and stand up protesting the woke agenda, transgender agenda. Yeah, that FBI that thinks you're a domestic terrorist. They released information showing that Oregon has seen a recent surge in background checks to buy guns. Now, the background checks were from January through March of this year. Listen to this. We saw 43% change in 1 month, folks. 43% increase in Oregon in 1 month. In February, we had 33,195 background checks. And in March, the number went up to 47,000. 440. Why is this happening? Kentucky saw, by the way, the greatest number of background checks in the 2 months. Kentucky, with over 300,000 background checks each month. Now, why is it happening? Well, in Oregon, we have Measure 114. Who knows how that's going to end up? What about all these illegals that are coming all across? It's not just us, folks. Even Alaska is having it. So what's going on here? Do things like these Palestinian protesters... This is just the high-profile stuff. Last night at Political Coffee Collection, by the way, thanks to all of you who showed up. I really appreciate it. Thank you for spending money at Sparky's. This is working out well for them. I asked one of the managers there, so how's this working out to have the Political Coffee Collection here every other week? And she said, it's working out great. Mondays are a slow night for us. This gives us a diverse and a different crowd. And frankly, they're very pleased with it. And I'm pleased. Last night, State Senator Brian Boquist, who's running unopposed for the Republican nomination for Oregon Treasurer, was our featured speaker. We had a lot of great speakers, thanks to Celine Coleman for being there and Michael Hoselton, who are both running for Wards 1 and Ward 5 in Salem City Council. Appreciate them. Folks, they need your help, and I mean it, going door to door. They both have been going door to door after work and during the weekends. They're working hard at this. Now, Celine's opponent was the author of the Salem income tax bill or ordinance. Okay? And once people find out about that, they cannot vote fast enough or commit fast enough to helping Celine. She needs help knocking on doors. So does Michael. So does Julie Hoy. So does Anna Munson. And so does Brian Boquist. And I'll get back to what Brian Boquist talked about last night. I'm taking another swig of political coffee. That is the name of this show, 503-589-1220. That's the call-in number, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, Jim had sent me an email. It's the story about the Breitbart story about Speaker Mike Johnson pushing Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan aid package. Once again, the orchestrated, folks, I'm telling you, there's something really wrong with this whole Ukraine thing. I support Ukraine against the unjust invasion by Russia, but I'm telling you, there's something really wrong. And it's going to be exposed. Anyway, Jim writes, here it comes, like a prostate exam without the KY jelly. and I've got a great email from Greg, who listens to this show, about four wars Chinese Communist Party's plan to take down America, with war in the South America. Huh? What's going on there? Well, we'll get to all story. And we'll get to all of that. Anyway, as we go along today, there's other Oregon news, but I want to say thank you. I want to complete my thought on last night's political coffee clutch. Thank you to all of you who were there. Those of you, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send out an email, hopefully today, that will list the candidates. And Anna Munson showed up right at the very last of the meeting, because typically, she goes out to city council meetings. She's running for county, Marion County Clerk, so she's going out to city council meetings all over the county to introduce herself and talk about why she's running. So she didn't have an opportunity to talk because we'd gone late anyway. We were like 15 minutes over. And I unfortunately was unable to do any training. I promise you I will structure the next political coffee clutch on the 29th, that's 2 weeks from last night, to include a large measure of how to help candidates like Celine and Michael effectively, and Julie Hoy and Anna Munson go knock on doors. And to do it inexpensively, it just takes a little bit of your time. I'm going to send out links to all of their websites where you can volunteer to help them. Michael told the story last night about going door to door. And the main thing he hears from people, now again, this is Salem. Main thing he hears from people is that they're just flat out of money. Inflation, eating away at their grocery, their gas, Rents keep going up. It's even with the Democrats, rent control. And then the Salem City income tax. This is a big deal. Now, I talked last night, I alluded to this yesterday, and Brian Boquist talked about it significantly last night, about political realignment happening. It was that Federalist story, and is the headline of it, does Trump benefit from political realignment? Or is he riding the wave of political realignment? Yeah, he is. He's part of driving it. But so are issues right at the local level, like Salem-Keizer School District, given the largest pay increase ever and then laying off 400 employees. That's how they're paying for the pay increase. Lucky those who got to stay. Too bad for those of you who got laid off. The Salem City income tax, all of these, plus the culture wars. There's a story about, it's on the OregonWatchdog.com. It's about, where is it here? An Oregon student, transgender, competing against a guy competing against girls. It's stuff like that, folks, that powerfully is moving people in their thinking. This is why people like Celine and Michael and Julie and Anna Munson need to get elected at the local level. There's a political realignment going on. There are people that are truly questioning their political allegiances and who they've been voting for. This is the opportunity. This is why they need your help. Doing something simple, like putting up a lawn sign for them, holding a little afternoon or evening coffee thing for them, just inviting your neighbors over, maybe a Saturday afternoon barbecue. For people in your neighborhood that you know are on the verge of changing their political direction. This is why we talk. That's why I do this show. That's why we constantly say this is the show about talking about political things that give you the opportunity to have persuasive conversations with persuadable people. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. There's more. There's a story about how PERS became the behemoth that is consuming public budgets. I'll get back to Brian Boquist's comments because it all rolls in together, folks. He did a great job last night. Lori Chavez de Reader on Tina Kotek's supposed stop the tolling plan. Goes on and on. So much to talk about. Port of Portland is no longer going to be taking containers out of Terminal 6. What?
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, and it's great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Yeah, the Chinese are busy assaulting America. How, you say? Well, many ways. And I'll get to how this all ties in with Brian Boquist. But folks, elections have consequences. As Steve Bannon says, stolen elections really have consequences. And he's right. This is why Mike Lindell does what he does at MyPillow. the people that own MyPillow are the... Did you know that? Mike Lindell is the largest shareholder, but it's an employee-owned company. Mike Lindell takes his profits and puts it into fighting for free and fair elections. Free and fair elections means that people who have your best interests in heart that get it, like Celine Coleman running for Salem City Council, Ward 1, Michael Hoselton running for Salem City Council, Ward 5, Julie Hoy, city councilor running for mayor against the mayor who cast the deciding vote to ram a income tax down your throat rather than give you the opportunity to vote on it. Yeah, that guy, Chris Hoy. Julie Hoy is running against him. Anna Munson, whose primary reason for running for county clerk is to provide greater transparency for you instead of lesser transparency, which has been happening at the state level and the county level. None of these people can get elected if we don't fix what we know is broken in our election systems, and that's what Mike Lindell has been fighting for. It's what he continues to fight for, and he uses his profits from MyPillow to do that all over the country. He's actually coming to Oregon, Southern Oregon, down in Medford, soon, very soon, because Oregon's worth fighting for. Help Mike Lindell and help yourself, because you get incredibly great products. In fact, last night at the Political Coffee Class, there was a couple there who I shall not name, but they have been buying Lindell products. She talked about how much she loves the Percale bed sheets. I do too. I have both. I have Percale and I have Giza Dreams. I love them. And you will too. And right now, you can buy bed sheet sets, complete sets, including pillowcases, for $25. And they're made right here in the United States of America. And they help support not only this radio station and this radio show, but what Mike Lindell is doing across the country. So please, go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. There's free shipping on any orders over $75. Dish towel sets. I bought a set of those. Slippers, sandals, slides for $25. Just goes on and on and on. Check it out. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. Now, so Greg writes this. I want to get back to the Chinese and... Brian Boquist's comments last night. Yeah, and Art just sent me a message saying, encourage people to use Facebook and other social media to spread the word about all the candidates. You're right. We need to do that. I'm going to send out an email so that you specifically can contact these candidates. And here's what I'm going to suggest is that you, if you have time to give to a candidate on a weekend or maybe even after work, because it's lighter till 8 o'clock now, you could leave work and go spend an hour or 2 hours with a candidate knocking on doors. And it's really easy. And you help that candidate a lot. It's immense how you, and you go with the candidate, you take one side of the street, the candidate the other, and go knock on doors. And it's powerful. It's how you win an election face-to-face. Michael Hoselton told a story last night about how in one particular neighborhood, he knocked on the doors of several people, and many of them said that no one had ever knocked on their door before. Think about that. These are registered voters. Nobody's knocked on their door. That makes a powerful impression. I'm going to send out the email link so that you can help these people. Now, Greg writes an email. Four wars, the Chinese Communist Party plan to take down America. He says, pretty much what I predicted would happen when Biden took office. Just after the election, my deep state former best friend was gloating and bragging how, as a patriot, he did his part to put Joe Biden, in power. I asked him, how long until he starts the war in Ukraine and Israel for China? To which my former best friend, who is a deep stater, took offense, and then great silence. And then what we have is the Epoch Times story of four wars, the Chinese Communist Party's plan to take down America. And it's war in South America is part of it. War with Russia, Middle East war involving the Israel and the U.S., and war South America with Venezuela, Brazil, fixing off oil.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
And we are back. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, we're going to have our weekly visit with State Senator Dennis Linthicum, who's running for the Republican nomination for Secretary of State. There's so much news about Oregon here that it is, it's hard to keep it all in perspective. But one thing you can keep in perspective that you really ought to think about is, well, how comfortable are you at home? How's your heat pump working these days? If it isn't working too good, and some company has come out, or maybe in your business, and said, yeah, I just got to replace the whole thing. It's old. It's a mess. We can't fix it anymore. Why don't you get a second opinion? Never hurts. And you can get it for free from Freedom Heating and Air. And it's really easy. You just give them a call. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. Get that second opinion. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Maybe it just needs a tune-up. Maybe there's a part that needs to be replaced. Get that second opinion. 503-580-1456. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. So Palestinian protesters disrupted the Oregon Democrats' biggest fundraising event of the year. They shut down the freeway in Eugene. 52 people got arrested. They towed six cars. There's a lot going on, folks. And there's a new illicit drug in Oregon. It's an Oregonian story. It's 40 times more potent than fentanyl. 40 times more potent than fentanyl. And guess where it comes from? China. I'm not kidding. How Oregon burners became the behemoth that consumes public budgets. That's another Oregonian story. Port of Portland is going to shut down Terminal 6 to container traffic. Why? Because the legislature wouldn't give them a bunch of money because they're running a big loss. Lori Chavez de Reamer. I mean, just knocking Tina's backtrack on tolling. Again, I can just go on and on. Oregon sees a massive surge of people buying guns. Why? There's a lot to talk about. Let's talk to State Senator Dennis Linthicum about that. Senator, thanks for joining us. I set all of that stuff up for you so you can just sort of give us, take the pulse of where Oregon is with all of these stories.
Well, yeah, your listeners already know this. At some point here, we're not telling anybody anything they don't already know. The funny thing is, I did an interview with the Oregonian, and they kept asking these canned questions about voter integrity or voter fraud, and can you prove it? And I kept trying to describe to them, you cannot prove what you're forbidden to see, right? If you cannot see it. And I used an illustration. I said, look, nobody knows how many bodies are buried in the back 40 unless they go out there and start looking. And if you're not allowed, because this is private property, this belongs to the Secretary of State, and anybody caught trespassing will be put in jail, or the MDM, sniffers in the basement, the bots will come after you and culturally try to cancel your entire presence on planet Earth, then nobody's ever going to, quote, find evidence of widespread fraud. I gave an example in an interview yesterday, not the one that I'm referring to, which you should put the link up to the video.
I will.
Sent you the link.
I will, yes. Yes.
Because what these people forgot, and you watch them, I do all the talking, they just sit there dumbfounded. They have no idea what to say. They didn't know that if you press my start button, I just go and I go and I go and I go and
yes.
And you can't get me to shut up, and you and I will run into this commercial break because I won't stop and ever let you get a word in edgewise. But I just beat the snot out of them. And they finally had to end the interview because they didn't, where else do we go with this guy? This guy is a Christian. He's a Trump supporter. He's an election he's an election denier, an integrity questioner. He questions the vax. He questions COVID. He questions all the, the silliness about privacy. I explained in this interview, it's a great little segment, they're afraid of privacy on the ballot images. So the Jackson County county clerk had a bill for us if we wanted those images. It was $982,000. I mean, it is a big number, $1 million to get the ballot images.
Yeah.
And the claim by these reporters, these individuals who happen not to be thinking clearly during this interview, was that there might be private information and privacy, and your secret ballot is one of the most important things on our planet. Well, privacy, medical privacy, for example, wasn't a big thing when they demand you show your vaccine card before going and buying some blueberries or grapes at the grocery store. Everybody wanted to know if you were vaxxed or not. And it's like, well, wait a minute, what actually is private? And here's the key. The government is setting the rules. The government is breaking the rules as they please, and we have to hold them accountable. I'm looking forward to being your next Secretary of State. I'm looking forward to holding these rascals accountable. And Boquist, as a partner in the Treasury Department, will be a joy to work with. He's a good guy. I'm glad you had a great meeting with him last night.
Well, we did, and I have to tell you, he echoed your comments in many ways. And he also proposed that having you as Secretary of State and he as Treasurer, that benefits rural Oregon, and it benefits Oregon as a whole, because you are two of the three members of the State Land Board. The State Land Board is made up of the Governor, of the Secretary of State, and the Treasurer. And they make decisions. The only three people that make decisions under Oregon's Constitution about lands that are under the purview or owned by the state of Oregon, lands that produce revenue for counties, for tax, for over 500 taxing districts, mostly timber lands, Elliott State Forest, Clatsop, Tillamook State Forest, all of these are, and other things that lesser known, but the State Land Board makes powerful decisions about them. You guys, if you're elected, could overwhelm and outrule Governor Tina Kotek and actually stop this devastating rule that was just passed by hand-picked by Kate Brown, the Oregon Board of Forestry, to shut down logging in our state forest for the next 70 years. In essence, that's what it does. You guys could reverse that if you get elected. This is why we talk about elections. It matters.
That's right. It matters. And this will be the worst dream of the left that ever occurred. They threw Brian out of office. They threw me out of office. They threw Art Robinson out of office. And because the Measure 113 is so incongruent and so contradictory and hypocritical.
Yeah,
there we go. Hypocritical. Thanks, you guys. You got to bail me out sometimes. Because it's just preposterous. These guys never realize, well, Boquist can run for treasury. He's been on the finance committee for nearly 20 years. He's got more history than the current treasurer, Tobias Reed. And Tobias Reed is trying to become the new secretary of state because he's a blue soldier. He'll do whatever Kotek asks him to do.
That's right.
He tried to... And this is right now, this is our chance. This is when we go at it. Election integrity is a big issue. We need Republicans to overwhelm the system. We need Republicans to walk their neighborhoods, carry signs, put my signs out if you get a chance to get one of my signs. I haven't put a lot of money into signs on the I-5 or the 97 or, you know, headed every which way across the state because I'm not yet in the statewide battle. But if I win, and when I win the Secretary of State primary, man, we're going to come out and unzip the entire state, county by county.
And that's what needs to happen. Why is it that you think Oregonians are buying so many guns? We got a minute left.
Yeah, well, this is something you need a brain scientist for. This is because we see the writing on the wall. Biden is purposely allowing illegals to flood the streets. They're all military-aged men. None of them are bringing their wives and babies and seeking asylum. This is the overthrow of America. This is from the Biden administration, and we need to put an end to it.
Well said. Thanks, Senator. We look forward to our next visit with you next Tuesday. Godspeed out there. Be blessed.
You bet. Post that video. People will enjoy watching the blank stares on their faces.
It is hilarious and priceless. I will post it.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor who does amazing work in your home and not make your life miserable. You don't believe me? Go to his website. Check out some of the projects he's done. Go to righteousrenovations.com, righteousrenovations.com. He's a man of faith, and he lives it, and how he interacts with you. I know, because I've had personal interaction with Eric Azer. He's a good man, and he's a great contractor, very meticulous. righteousrenovations.com. Check it out. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Idaho can enforce a ban on sex changes for children. A ban on sex changes for children. Healthcare professionals can face up to 10 years in prison for mutilating kids. Now I'm going to finish the show today with Brian Boquist and tie all of this stuff up together for you, because it relates to what the Oregon treasurer is going to do and how it's going to impact your life in the coming years, folks. Doug writes an email about Oregonians are buying guns, you say. Why is this happening, we're supposed to wonder? Because government puts you last and foreigners first. And the cover-up is worse than the crime. The Second Amendment is a reminder to traitorous politicians when bullets are the best substitute for a rope. The urge to save humanity is almost always a false face for the urge to rule it. A good politician is quite as unthinkable as an honest burglar. If we have such loving and caring representative governing powers, why is their silence about the state-sponsored invasion so deafening? Import the third world and become the third world, where everyone is an eye gouger. So cosmopolitan. There's a companion story about illegals. By the way, there's another story here about why is the Seattle Police Department announcing they're closely monitoring the conflict between Israel and Iran? I'll get to that because that's Brian Boquist, folks. There's flyers that are distributed by a Mexican NGO instructs illegal aliens to vote for Biden in the upcoming U.S. election. We need another 4 years of his term to stay open. And there's a picture here of illegals wearing Biden, please let us in, t-shirts. Illegal aliens being instructed by a Mexican NGO, probably funded through the back door with your tax dollars, instructing them to vote for Joe Biden. Illegal aliens can't vote, except that they are. This is why voter integrity issues is so important. This is why electing a Dennis Linthicum, who will do something about it, or any Republican who will do something about voter integrity, Anna Munson for Marion County Clerk, this is why it's important. My buddy Rolf from Albany writes this: hiding behind a constitutional guarantee, the partisan press came out of the chute during the first three American presidencies. Washington, Adams, and Jefferson were affected by them, particularly Jefferson in his second inaugural address. The establishment of the investigative reporter post-Watergate fueled the partisan press. With the internet explosion and notoriety granted, is becoming the next Woodward and Bernstein. So-called journalists would run with whatever their licentious minds could get away with and make slanderous and untrue accusations. It is no secret that the lies of campaign orators have been turned around to actually profit the campaigns of their political adversaries, even as early as the colonial times. What he's saying here, folks, and he goes on to talk about slander and a number of other things. The press is our enemy. A free press is necessary. This is why we cannot allow the censuring of your free speech. This is why people are buying guns. Jim writes, Hillary Clinton sold me my first AR-15. We're buying guns while we still can. That's why. Now, the dollar's going to crash, folks. It's called the petrodollar. It's going to crash. And this is going to have an enormous impact on us in Oregon. The PERS story I talked about, how it became the Oregonian story, how it became this big animal that's consuming public budgets, and it is. That money needs to be reinvested. There's a story here about far-left radical BlackRock CEO Larry Fink flipping out because red states are divesting from his woke ESG-driven company. This is BlackRock. And they are. And he's an absolute Marxist. Typical Marxist. Cuts special deals for himself and the rest of us. We get the crumbs off the table. Brian Boquist has a plan. Because if you think it's bad now, folks, the PERS underfunded investment is massive. And even with the stock market being pumped up by cheap Fed money, printing money, which is inflationary, folks, and an out-of-control Congress. Shame on Republicans, including Republicans from Oregon, back in Congress, who vote for massive bloated budgets. all of this, along with the world, understanding that every 100 days, America adds a trillion dollars, $1 trillion to our national debt every 100 days. They know it's not sustainable. They know it's going to lead to hyperinflation. This will crash the petrodollar because the world runs on energy, oil. Folks, I'm telling you, Brian Boquist wants to take our dollars out of BlackRock, out of ESG companies, and put that money, as much as $30 billion sitting in accounts. This isn't even the PERS investment fund. He wants to take the PERS fund, and he wants to invest all of this money in Oregon businesses. What will that do for us? When the petrodollar crashes, when we go into a massive recession, and it's on the horizon, folks, then investing in Oregon companies that produce Oregon products in Oregon is going to be far more beneficial to all of these investment funds. And if you're a retired public employee on PERS, you want your PERS to continue. You do not want the system to go bankrupt. And that's what's going to happen if we continue down the path that we're continued. You and your 401k in your private company retirement, you do not want those funds drying up or those funds going bankrupt. The world economy is changing, and if we invest Oregon money in Oregon companies, Oregon can help our local communities. This is why we have to take over the state land board. You do that by electing Brian Boquist.